Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, my goodness. It's comfy. I mean, weather-wise, not bad at all. We came through the rain. All is right with the world. And tomorrow, maybe the end of the world, right? Listen, come Wednesday morning, regardless of the results, just so everybody's clear, unless you've heard otherwise, the sun's still going to come up. Most of us will still be getting up and going to work or going to our place of business, thinking about dinner, and moving on with life. Now, whether that life is relatively easy and comfortable, or if there's going to be some hiccups along the way, that's what we're going to decide tomorrow. Here's what I can tell you, and I know there's been a lot of hyperbole and a lot of huffing and puffing from everybody, so let me just share with you a few things that I have been able to glean. You know, yesterday here in Hanover County, we had a lovely rally on behalf of the candidates, very nicely attended. I thought a nice turnout, good turnout over at the courthouse. Barack Obama came to, where did he come to? Norfolk, right? And they got a couple of thousand people out there, so that's great. I don't know how many of those folks came for Abigail Spamberger as opposed to coming for Barack Obama, but whatever it is, it is. I'm not pounding my head against the wall in either direction. I can tell you this. According to Governor Youngkin, the Republican ticket in general, Winsome Sears in particular, is probably down about 200,000 votes as a result of early voting. Okay? Now, that's a lot of votes. I know exactly what you're saying. That's true. It is a lot of votes. However, we have millions of voters, and the enthusiasm for Abigail Spamberger has not been particularly impressive. The reason that Obama was brought to town was because Spamberger is not particularly attractive to and not gaining the support that was scheduled, if you will, or expected from the black community. Winsome Sears is getting about 20% of the vote. Now, that may or may not seem like a big deal. It is a big deal because traditionally in Virginia, Democrats have attracted 95% upwards of the black vote. The fact that Abigail Spamberger is underperforming in black communities is what it is, and it is a cause of concern for Democrats. That's why they brought in Obama. The enthusiasm and the passion is not there for Spamberger, and part of the reason was you just heard her speaking. It sounds like paint drying. She's not a very good speaker. Her views are not overly impressive or friendly to most sectors of Virginia. However, she does have a couple of things going for her. Thing number one, she's not Donald Trump. Thing number two, she hates Donald Trump. Thing number three, take a look at things number one and two. That's what's driving the voting for Spamberger. So if you do the numbers, you know, I'm not a numbers guy, and I'm not pretending to be a numbers guy, but I do have folks I know who are numbers folks. I was going to say guys, but many of the numbers guys are actually gals, so they're numbers people, I guess. If Republicans are able to get about a 55-45 split on Election Day, Republicans will find themselves in a successful situation. Seriously. Is it possible? I think it's eminently possible. Is it expected? I don't know. You know me, I do not do predictions. Never have. Couple of other things I should tell you about. The suburban vote up around D.C., Arlington, Fairfax, Alexandria, is actually down from the voting back in 2021. What does that say? Well, once again, there's not any real enthusiasm, nor has there ever really been enthusiasm for Abigail Spamberger or Ghazala Hashmi or Jay Jones. There just hasn't been. So that vote is down 3%. Well, that may or may not be a big deal until you start thinking about the reliable votes that come out of places like Fairfax and Alexandria and Arlington. That's a lot. Down into Prince William, Loudoun. Half of the Democrat early voters a year ago, right back in 2024, only half of them have cast early ballots in Norfolk, which explains why Barack Obama was brought to Norfolk. Once again, to try and generate some sort of support. Is he going to be able to generate enthusiasm? No. And the reason you can't generate enthusiasm is because none of the candidates on the Democrat Party side are particularly themselves enthusiastic about anything. And the message they are presenting is the one that they can sort of hang their hat on, and that is, we hate Trump. And that does resonate with a lot of people. It absolutely does. But this is not a foregone conclusion. Not by a long shot. The question's going to be, will Republicans this year, as Republicans traditionally have done since this entire concept of early voting was instituted, will Republicans once again simply show up to vote on Election Day? There's been such a push to convince Republicans to take part in and embrace this concept of early voting. And if memory serves, I think each of the candidates, right, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, John Reed, and Attorney General Jason Meares have told us they have voted early. Governor Glenn Youngkin has told people go and vote early. Well, what if folks listened to that and said, that's not really for me. I'm still going to vote on Election Day. I got news for you. That's a lot of Republicans. I would say that's the bulk of Republicans. That's most Republicans feel that way. I've been at any number of events where the candidate has said, vote early. Was at an event a while ago, 6 weeks ago maybe. I was right after Charlie Kirk was assassinated with David Owen, great state delegate out of Western Henrico. And he was telling everybody in attendance, hey, make sure you vote early, vote early, vote early. I don't know how many people did. I continue to believe, and this is not exactly a scientific analysis on my part. It's strictly anecdotal, but I would dare say the vast majority of Republicans do wait for Election Day, which means there is a huge opportunity here for Republicans to be successful. Poll numbers, it all depends on which poll you're going to take a look at. You want to take a look at Trafalgar, an insider advantage. Those are the ones that came out not too long ago. That has a 4-point lead for Spamberger over Lieutenant Governor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sears. Remember, we have just shy of 6 million registered voters. So to go into the election down by 200,000, that is not an impossible number whatsoever. But it does mean that Republicans are going to have to go out and vote tomorrow. If you don't, well, then Wednesday morning, you are going to wake up to almost assuredly a Governor Spamberger, Governor-elect Spamberger, and the two races down ballot will take on even more importance. We'll be talking with a couple of those folks. John Reed's going to be here at 3:35, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. And I'm just pointing out for the record, a very, very dear friend. Absolutely love John. And he has run, in my humble opinion, and my humble opinion is right, he has run one hell of a race. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.